We're going to be looking at how strong are you? And I will be reading a scripture to us from the book of Matthew and chapter 7, let's start by reading verse 24. This verse 24 is talking about two houses. And we want to see how strong these two houses are. And I believe that these two houses are a metaphor. They're figurative of how our lives actually might be or where we are currently. You know, when we took communion last week, we were reminded of our foundation. Because anything that's going to stand, anything that's going to withstand any challenge in this world, the strength of it is the strength of what it's standing on, or what it relies on, or what it trusts in, which is also likened to foundations. So Matthew chapter 7 from verse 24, I will be reading from the New King James Version. But before then, Father, I pray, as we open your word, as we read your word, Lord, open our understanding and let us hear the voice of your spirit. Not the voice of man, not our own private interpretation. Let us hear exactly what you're saying. What your spirit is communicating to our spirit. Lord, I pray our ears will open. I pray our understanding will be enlightened. I pray your word will come forth in simplicity, yet with power. Your word will penetrate. Your word will enter hearts. And I pray over every heart, let the heart be transformed into a good ground by your spirit. Hovering on our hearts, transform the hearts like the hearts of kings into a good ground ready to receive the engrafted word. Mm-hmm. Father, thank you, for we will be healed. Your word comes to heal. We will be delivered. Your word comes to deliver us, because your word never returns to you without accomplishing what you please. Mm-hmm. Lord, let the good pleasure of your will be fulfilled in every life tonight.
Amen.
In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.
Amen. So Matthew chapter 7, I read from verse 24. Therefore, whoever hears these sayings of mine and does them, I will liken him to a wise man who built his house on the rock. And the rain descended, the floods came, and the winds blew and beat on that house. And it did not fall, for it was founded on a rock. Verse 26. But everyone who hears the sayings of mine and does not do them will be like a foolish man who built his house on the sand. And the rain descended, the floods came, and the winds blew and beat on that house, and it fell. And great was it for. Daddy Chisholm, that is another name we call Samuel. These are two houses. And I believe you've looked closely at one of the houses. And what's laid on your heart? How can we liken these two houses, you know, onto? Maybe you want to enlighten and share. And please, people, you can ask questions. You can comment as we participate. And thank you. I can see people online. I can see people joining from different continents. So thank you for joining us and welcome. Slido, if you want to ask a question, hashtag is Jesus. Yes, Samuel, two houses.
Yeah, so first of all, thank you, Pastor, for the privilege again to bring God's word, for us to meditate on God's word together. I just want to take parallel from our theme for the morning, be strong, just like we've been reading in Joshua chapter 1, verse 8. It says that this book of the law shall not depart from you. You shall meditate on it day and night, that thou mayest observe to do, that thou may make thy way prosperous and have good success. And here again, in this Matthew chapter 7, also you just read, you just saw also from the Bible here, how God was saying, Jesus was speaking himself about the importance of doing, the key word doing. Not much, you know, not so much about hearing, but so much about doing the work, the word of God. I'm just going to, because of our team, I'm just going to stay on the house that is built on the rock. You know, I'm just going to stay on there, and it's just going to be a very basic discussion, basic meditation that the Lord has showed me and is still showing me right from when Pastor Judah was sharing. And one of the things that, because as far as, and this is my personal resolve, for this month's purpose, for this month's purpose, we really shouldn't have any business with a house that is not founded on the rock. That is not founded on the rock. So we should have our concerns. Our house should be founded on the rock, not on the sand. So we shouldn't have any business with the other house for the purpose of this move. So we are going to draw meditations basically on the house that is built on the rock, which is Jesus Christ. So I'm just going to read it again. It says, therefore, whoever hears these sayings of mine and does them, I will liken him to a wise man who built his house on the rock, and the rain descended and floods came, and the winds blew and beat on the house, and it did not fall, for it was founded on the rock. So for the purpose of this 8 months, I'm going to just stop there. So that tells me that how I respond to situations of life is a function of how stable I am in God. So in other words, if I am standing on the rock, if I am strong in the Lord, when issues of life, when challenges of life comes, I will survive. I will skate through. That's what it's saying. And I'm just going to draw parallel from what God told Joshua and what Jesus is saying to us now. In Joshua chapter 1, God says, this book of the law shall not depart from your heart. Thou shalt meditate. And there's something that Pastor Judah Cole said that I actually is part of my mantra for this year. When he was talking about be strong, one of the things he emphasized on, I don't know if you took note of that, but I took note of that, is understanding, the issue of understanding. Understanding God's word. And God was saying there is a need for us to understand. That's why he used the word meditate in that Joshua chapter 1. He used the word meditate. God will not use words like meditate if he doesn't want us to get and seek understanding. And in the quest for understanding, one of the things I wrote, which was what he said, is that I must not be in a hurry when it comes to giving myself to the Lord, when it comes to building my foundation, when it comes to staying strong, building that strength in the Lord. And from what we just read in Matthew, we can deduce from what we just read that Jesus is the rock. And God even says, he that hears my word. So if I break it further down, the word of God is the rock. Because in Matthew 7, Jesus said, any man who hears my word is likened. That means if I hear God's word, I am building on the rock. If I hear, meditate, receive, study in any other form, any other way we want to receive God's word. If I do those things to God's word, I am basically building on the rock. And why is understanding very important? Why is understanding very important? And one of the things he was saying, Pastor Judah Cole, he was saying is that understanding helps us against error, against the wiles of the enemy, against falsehood, against something that does not look like Christ. And when we have proper understanding of God's word, what it does to us is it makes us aware of our position, of who we are in Christ. Now, why am I going this direction? Now, when he said understanding, he took out time to build on what he meant by understanding. And when he was saying, he said, to gain understanding, you need to read God's word slowly. He was very practical on how to do these things. Read it slowly, observe the process, observe the choice of words and phrases used, and thinking deeply on them. Now, all these are the process to getting understanding. All these are the steps to getting understanding.
Mm.
And so when we give in to understanding, when we give in to searching God's word, as in Proverbs, the word of God was referred to as a hidden treasure. That means it is not easily discovered. You don't easily just stumble on these things on the surface level. You don't easily just rush in and rush out. God treasures his word, and he wants us to stay and spend time. You know, and when you are questing and seeking for understanding, what it does is that you are actually planting yourself on the rock. You're actually planting yourself on the rock. So, like I said, I don't want to talk about the other part, the other house that is not built on the sand, because of what we are talking about, being strong and how strong are you. From the other house, I'll just say this word. For the other house, Bible says, but everyone who hears these sayings of mine and does not do them. And then, by the way, if you see from verse 24, it started from saying, therefore. Therefore means there's something that has happened before, and God is giving instruction going forward. And if you back up, you see that he was talking about people who actually are hearing God's word but are not doing them.
Mm.
He was basically talking about, he says, they say, Lord, Lord, not even one who says to me, Lord, Lord, shall enter into the kingdom of heaven, but he who does the will of my Father. So he was basically giving, he was coming from somewhere, and then he said, therefore, I say unto you, he that hear the sayings of mine and does them. So why did Judah, I believe Jericho was saying basically, if you understand God's word, if you have a deep understanding of God's word, it will help you into proper observing, because the next word says that he may observe to do. And in observing to do, it means that observing there speaks of to become aware, to become very conscious, very, very conscious of the words of God versus the challenges of life. One of the things that God has said to me this early this year is that become more aware of me than challenges. Become more aware of where you are standing than challenges of life. That is what it means to be strong. To be strong is not necessarily physical strength. It might eventually translate into that, but it's not necessarily physical strength. It's that notion, that sense of awareness that is where I am standing. This is where I'm standing. And, you know, God spoke in parables. The house there was referring to you and I, was referring to us. If you check 2 Corinthians 5, verse 1, God was saying about us as a house. So we are the house. So our house, us, must be planted on the rock, the word of God. We just said that the rock is the word of God, because in Matthew 7, Jesus said, I liken you, if you hear my words, you're on the rock, you're planted on the rock. So house, you and I, should be planted on the word of God, and not just reading and meditating it. One of the things I realize is that many times we lose sight of it because we don't keep it as we are not aware. We are not aware. We are not making sure that, you know, the word of God is something that is in view, that's in sight. So to be strong is not necessarily physical strength, but it is basically that awareness based on the understanding and the knowledge of Jesus Christ and his finished work. So I get understanding. I am strong in the Lord by understanding precept for precept. the provisions of God concerning me and abiding and living every moment. I'm not even concerned about tomorrow. Live today's own. Day by day, because sometimes we get overwhelmed when we think about tomorrow. We get overwhelmed, even in our faith and everything and all that. But God is saying, take it step by step. Today. Let the word of God dwell richly in you. That is how strength is produced. So when we're talking about strength, we're talking about how aware are we regarding the promises of God? How aware are we? Because look at what happened. Challenges come. Flood came. The same flood hit both of them. But one of them was able to survive, the one that is planted on the rock. Why? Because he was aware that he's standing on the rock. He was aware that he was standing on the rock. So despite the same challenges, the same amount of storm and everything that comes to both houses, one was aware that he was standing on the rock. So it's not so much to be standing there. We must be aware. And, you know, many of us, including myself, we know these things. We know, you know, the scripture that says and all that and everything, you know, when we are faced with this. Many times it leaves our mind when we are faced with the situation. The reason for that is because we have not become aware enough, such that when the pressure comes in, what comes out is that awareness, that response from the word of God. So it's just very simple and basic, and, you know, reminding us of, you know, that we should seek understanding in this season. Seek understanding, and not just seek understanding, commit to doing them. Commit to be committed to the Lord. Practical ways. Commit to be committed to the Lord. That resolve in our heart. One of the things that God, Peter asks us to add to our faith is virtue. And what virtue is virtue is that willingness to do. That resolve. That manly resolve that you can look situations in the eyes and still make that decision to live for God. But that only comes from a place of awareness. And awareness comes from a place of deep understanding, which is what Joshua was talking about meditation.
Wow. Thank you for that. Because that word understanding is actually deep. There was a scripture, and thank you for that contribution, I think A.Y. Dot put before, talking about understanding is a wellspring of life to whom that has it. I think we see that in Proverbs, maybe chapter 16, verse 22, or thereabout. Understanding is a wellspring of life to him that has it. And understanding is actually another word interchanged for foundation.
Yeah.
You see, our understanding is our foundation. What is standing under you and what you are standing,
yeah.
You know, what is standing under you that you are standing on? There's a proverb also, I believe it's Proverbs 24, verse 2, because we're talking about houses, you know, and I will talk a little bit about the second house. You know, I will touch on that to let us see something. Okay. You said something about, you know, we should be seeking for understanding and, you know, understanding and being conscious of the word of God, seeking to understand the word. I'm just putting in my own words. Okay. And, you know, seeking to understand the word of God. And the more of that I seek for, being conscious, I'm building myself on that solid foundation, on that rock, which is Christ. Okay? Thank you for that scripture. Understanding is a wellspring of life to him that has it. For instruction of fools folly. Now, the second scripture is Proverbs 24, verse 2. If the media team can bring that on for us. Proverbs 24, verse 2. But let's read it in context, okay? Let's read it from let me see if, okay. Yeah, okay. Let's look at verse 3, from verse 3, okay? Verse 4, and then, okay? Verse 5, okay? Let's look at it from there. Proverbs 24, from verse 3. Look at it. It's talking about houses because we're looking at two houses here. And please, people, we appreciate your contribution. Please contribute. Ask questions again. Slido. Hashtag is Jesus. And you can ask the questions as we go on. Okay. Now, Proverbs 24 from verse 3. Sorry. Proverbs 24, verse 3. It says, look at it. Through wisdom is a house built. Okay, so we build a house by wisdom. And, you know, like wisdom's been, you know, some people say wisdom is the application of knowledge. So the knowledge, you have knowledge and you apply it, you are being wise. But you see, the knowledge you apply must be a knowledge you have understood. Because you can run with knowledge, and knowledge, the Bible says, only will puff you up.
Yeah.
But if you have understanding of what you know, the next line says, by understanding it is established. That's the word foundation there.
Yes.
Something to be established means it's founded on something. So wisdom will build, okay? Understanding is what wisdom will keep wisdom firm, will keep the house firm.
Yeah.
Okay. And then the next verse talks about knowledge. Through knowledge, the rooms are filled with all precious and pleasant riches. Now, when you now look at it, verse 5, a wise man, he's strong.
Mm.
Yes. A man of knowledge increases strength. Okay. But you see, the house is built by wisdom, but understanding is the foundation. So now you've touched on the house that Jesus was talking about there, the house that was strong. In that Matthew chapter 7 that we read from verse 24 down to verse 27, the Lord Jesus was talking about two houses. So our brother Samuel highlighted the house that was built on the rock. Now, when we see these parables, that stories that Jesus tell, what exactly is Jesus highlighting through the story? It's not just about the house. It's not just about even the foundation or the type of foundation. It's something he was driving forward, which you emphasized, seeking the word of God to understand, to be conscious of it, so that I can do it.
Yeah.
Because when we look at it, verse 24, Matthew 7, Jesus said, therefore, whoever hears this saying of mine and does them, emphasis, hearing and doing is the one I will liken to a wise man who built his house on the rock. So hearing and doing. You know, Romans chapter 10, verse 17, we need to distinguish something here. Faith comes by hearing.
Yeah.
Okay? Faith comes by hearing. So hearing is not enough.
Mm-hmm.
Because we can have faith, according to James, and our faith is dead.
Yeah.
Without doing. It says faith without works is dead. Yeah. Just like the body without the spirit is dead. It says so if faith without works. So faith comes by hearing. And you know, Samuel, one of the things, deception of the enemy, and I will tell you I've fallen short of this, you know, maybe in my early days, and I'm more conscious of it now. I keep hearing and hearing and hearing and hearing and hearing the word of God. I go for conferences, I hear the word of God. I study my own private time, I hear the word of God. I go to services, I don't miss any service, Sunday, midweek, weekend, you know, conferences, seminars. I hear. Look, the devil is not scared of us hearing the word of God. That's one thing I've realized.
Yeah.
You see, at times, if the devil does not succeed in stopping us from hearing, the devil is not scared of us hearing. Because the parable Jesus gave about the seed that fell on good ground, the one that fell among thorns, the one that fell by the wayside, and the one that fell on the rock. He said, I will liken him to that person who hears the word. Each one of them heard.
Yeah.
So Jesus is emphasizing here, not on just hearing, but doing. And the dimension you brought, seeking to understand, because Samuel, you and I know, if we don't understand something, I mean, our level of doing something,
determined by
how much of it we understand.
Yeah.
You know, do we really understand? It reminds me of that Ethiopian eunuch that I don't know which of the evangelists or apostles met him on the road. The guy was reading the word. And he had to ask him, do you understand what you are reading? The guy said, how can I understand? He was reading it. He said, except, you know, somebody explains it to me. So our faith comes when we hear, but our faith is dead.
Yeah.
If we don't do.
Yeah.
And we will be like that man that is built on sand.
Yeah.
Because we heard it. We did not do it. Your emphasis was hearing and doing. And that means I have the understanding, right? I seek for understanding so that I can do it.
Yeah.
Joshua chapter 1, verse 8. Meditating, observing to do.
Yeah. Because also, Pastor, you can do God's word out of context and not get the right result.
Thank you, sir. James also said it, that we can pray,
yeah,
but we are praying amiss because we're not praying with understanding.
Yeah.
We heard the word, but we didn't understand it. So emphasis here, understanding to do what we hear. So because let's look at the two houses now, for example. We've got two houses. Do we realize that, like you said, and I love the scripture you brought up, that the Bible clearly tells us that we are, you know, like the house.
Yeah.
We are. That's what we are. So we should see ourselves in these two houses. Which one of these houses am I? And that's the question tonight. How strong are you? Our topic. All right? So let's break it down. These two houses face the same trials, tribulation, the same storm. And these three things, people, are the storms of life, the challenges of life every one of us will face. Every one of us. Whether we ask for it, we wish for it, we pray for it, or we pray against it. In life, we are going to be tested. In life, we are going to be tried. In life, tribulations will come. Jesus said it. He said it.
Yeah.
That we should be of good cheer. In this world,
you shall have tribulations.
You shall. He didn't say might. And you know what's on something, Samuel? He didn't say you should even pray, you shouldn't have tribulations. Yes. No. If we are praying, we shouldn't have tribulations. It's not scriptural at all. We should pray that with any tribulation that will come, we will overcome.
Yeah.
By being strong in the Lord, with the strength of the Lord.
Yeah.
And in the power of his might. So the rain, when you look at the three storms of life, okay, it says the rain descended. Where does rain come from? I was meditating. The rain comes from, you know, from heaven. So we are going to face trials, and when we look at it, I will liken that to, you know, spiritual. The Bible says we don't wrestle against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against rulers of the darkness of this world, against wicked spirits. Where? In the heavenly places. The rain will come. Attack will come. Spiritually, attacks. Things we don't see. We have an enemy that is fighting, contending with for our soul. So what's the second one? He said floods. Floods will come. You know, attack coming from above. And then where do we usually have floods, sir?
From the sand level, yeah.
That's right, on the earth. Yeah. So we are bombarded from here, above, bombarded from the earth, left, right, center. You know, floods will come. So floods is like on the earth, right? On the surface. Now look at the third one. Wind. Wind blows, you know, left, right, center. So we are bombarded above, from under, from sideways. What will make us survive is what we are founded on.
Yeah.
Our rock and the understanding to do what the word of God says, like you rightly said. Right. Before we start taking questions, I want people to look at that house built on the sand. Some years ago, I was meditating on this. And I was asking the Spirit of God to just break this down. Just break this down a little bit to me. Do you know something, Samuel? Do you know that sand is actually rock that has been fragmented, broken into pieces? Sand, you see, let me take some of us to our geophysics or geography or whatever, the science. Now, let me read this. This is amazing. Sand forms when rocks break down from weathering and eroding. And it doesn't, you know, it's not quick to rocks take time to decompose. But over weather, you know, all this atmospheric condition, rain, wind, flood, it keeps attacking, and then he erodes, and then rocks begin to break down and form sand. And as the Holy Spirit then, I remember, because it came back to me, what does that mean? If Jesus is the rock, and he's the rock on which we can stand, but we are standing, like you said, if we hear and do, but we do what we understand, we do it the way he said we should do it, we will be strong. Attack will come. So all this rain, spiritual attack, wind, flood, they are coming to attack our faith. They are coming to attack our stand.
Yeah.
You know, the Bible says that, I'm trying to remember, my wife quoted that scripture recently when it was leading us praying, that about us being moved and being shaken. He says that they that put their trust in the Lord, they shall be like Mount Zion,
shall never be moved.
Which shall not be moved. Do you know what a mountain also is? Mountains are made, they are rock. The storms will come. They can shake us, but we should not be moved. How do we ensure we are not moved? When we are rooted, when we are grounded in the word of God that we have heard, we understand, and we do. Now, in context, because I want us to take questions now. Please, people, hashtag Jesus. If you want to go on the slide or do, please ask your questions. We want to take practical questions, okay? And we love the contributions, and thank you for those contributing and sharing what they're hearing, and welcome the people joining us for the first time. We are looking at how strong are you? So let's examine our lives, really. Storms of life will come. Rain will come, heavenly, you know, wicked heavenly places, floods, attack on the earth, things will go wrong. Because when there's a flood, sir, even when we plant a seed, the flood can take our seeds away.
Yeah.
And will not cause the seed planted on the earth to germinate. So they that put their trust in the Lord, where is our trust? What is our foundation? What do we stand on? And how do we stand? Now, Jesus was saying it from verse 21, that Matthew chapter 7. Look at this. Not everyone. And this scripture scares me. Who says to me, Lord, Lord, shall enter the kingdom of heaven? Sir, look at the next line. But he who does the will of my Father in heaven. If we take a pause there. So it's not just me saying, Lord, Lord, praying, crying. Do I do the will of God? Anyone can cry, Lord, Lord.
Yeah, very true.
But ultimately, do we do the will of God on this earth? Because the prayer, ultimate prayer, ultimate aim of prayer, I'm telling you, sir, what I found out is for the will of God to be done on this earth as it is in heaven. So if I'm praying, God, give me a car. I am praying the car will help me to do the will of God on this earth as it is in heaven, because I can as well pray for a car and I get a car and do my own thing. God, prosper my business. Is to prosper my business, is it to do the will of God on the earth? Because, sir, Lord, Lord, not everyone will enter the kingdom of heaven, but he who does the will. My prayer now, Lord, number one, please help me to know what your will is.
Yeah.
The question, people, is, are you ready to do the will of God? Are you really ready to know, to seek to know, so that we can do the will of God in heaven? Let's continue to read. Let's read on. Verse 22. Look at what Jesus said. Many will say to me that day, Lord, Lord. Look at this, sir. Have we not prophesied in your name? Cast out demons in your name? Done many wonders in your name? That was a question mark. Now, I noticed his response. Do you know he didn't argue?
Mm.
He didn't say, no, you didn't. No, you're lying. You prophesy.
Yes.
You didn't cast out demons. You didn't do many wonders.
True.
And this always shakes me. So it's not even that my working of miracles is a validation of God on my life. And we are so carried away these days with somebody working miracles. Excuse me. Demons recognize the name of Jesus. Anybody who says, who calls upon the name of the Lord, say Jesus, demons will recognize that name.
Yeah.
You can cast out devils. You can work miracles. You can do wonders in the name of Jesus, not in your name. Demons will respond. The earth will respond.
Yeah.
But look at the next thing he says. Verse 23. He didn't argue, but he says, I will declare to them, I never knew you. Depart from me, you who practice lawlessness. Yeah. One version says iniquity. Mm. And that is now when we now see the therefore in verse 24. Whoever hears and does.
Mm. Yeah, it's very profound, Pastor. Just on the thoughts on what you just said. I, as we're just talking, just dawned on me that the devil would rather obey you and listening to you if you cast him out, as long as you don't obey.
Come on.
That spot. He will keep you in that spot where when you say get out, he leaves as long as you don't obey. So he keeps you in that spot where you think you are in the right standing with God.
Come
as
on.
Long as you are getting it, you know, the responses. You know, he's very smart. As long as you're getting responses. So when we don't see some of these things, and by the way, Pastor, what I've realized is that anybody who actually obeys God, who actually does these things, signs follow them.
Come on.
It's a natural, it just comes out like that. You don't even struggle. Signs follow them.
But the deception is that in that context, we become the sign and the wonder.
Yes.
We are now the signs, like the prophet said. I and the children which you have given me, we are for signs and wonders. Exactly. We become that sign because we're doing the will of God. Please go on, sir.
So
it's amazing.
You're just saying that's what just came to me. That you know, this is what the devil wants to always do, to give you that impression that the fact that you are casting me out and I'm listening to you is not. That does not mean that you are. I just want to keep you in a position for you to keep. And that's why they say, Lord, Lord. That means they were actively, the devil was involved in their ministry. When they were casting him out or doing those things. He was actually obeying as long as
they don't do the will of God.
Then it's okay. It's a very tricky position that we shouldn't find ourselves in. Very, very deadly.
You know one thing, from what you said, Jesus sent disciples out two by two. They went, they cast out devils, they healed the sick, they came back. And they said, Lord, wow. Demons, they responded. Wow. Do you know what he told them?
Don't
rejoice in that too. Your focus is that your name is written in the book of life. And those whose names will be written in the book of life, we can see in that scripture, are those who are doing the will of the Father, not those who are casting out devils. Yes, we are not negating. We must wrestle against flesh and blood. We must bind the devil. We must cast the devil. We must perform miracles. We must pray for the sick to be healed. These are the works. But the will of God above every other thing, it's not that we're doing the works, but that we're doing his will. Let me repeat that. Ultimately, what God is looking for is not that we're doing the works, but we're doing his will on this earth. You know, two sons. That scripture, you know, we were discussing behind the scene. We see that scripture again in Matthew chapter, I think it's... can you remember you discussed the scripture about two sons?
Yeah.
Matthew 21.
21, yes.
28 to 32. Two sons. You know, the man had two sons. The Bible said he came to the first and said, son, go work today in my vineyard. And he answered and said, I will not. But afterward, he regretted it and went. Now, look at the second son. He came to the second son and he said, likewise. And he answered and said, I go, sir. But he did not go. Which of the two, this is the question, did the will of his father? They said to him, the first. Let's see the conclusion. Jesus said to them, assuredly, I say to you, tax collectors, oh my goodness, Lord, harlots, they entered the kingdom of God before you.
That's threatening.
Not everyone who says, Lord, Lord. Because that first guy, I go, sir. Look at how humble that guy was. I go, sir. But he didn't do the will of God. He didn't do the will of his father. Harlots. He said, why? Is there a conclusion to that scripture? You know, that verse, that's Matthew chapter 20, 24, 20, down to 27. Let's see. Is that the last scripture? Why do these harlots, why would they go? You know, because initially they turned against God. But then, eventually, they repented and did the will of God. The emphasis, people, is on us doing the will of God on this earth. I don't know if there are questions, okay, or contributions. Please, we can bring them up. Again, if you want to ask, we can take some few questions. Maybe there are issues. Because, sir, there's a lot of subtle, like you said, the enemy is so subtle. Yeah, I'm performing miracles. I'm seeing signs and wonders in my life. You know, and you can even come and be sharing the testimony. Yeah. I prayed for this, this happened. I prayed for that, that happened. Sir and Ma, are you doing the will of God?
Yeah.
Is your life reflecting the will? Are you doing what God called you to do on this earth? Are you building a tower?
Yeah.
Or building an altar? That still always comes back to me. Yeah. What do I mean? I can have my own plans. I can strive to become great in life. Genesis 11, there was unity,
yeah.
Unity of purpose. They had a plan. They said, we're going to build the tower to heaven. God yeah. himself came and said, since they are in agreement, they have this plan, they will achieve it.
Mm.
But they built the tower. They achieved it, sir. They were almost getting there. But that was not the will of God.
Yeah. Yeah.
The will of God is that we are his altar. We do his will. We commune with him. We know his will and we do his will daily. We should be building altars, not towers. Tower is our own thing. Altar is where we come in with him. He reveals his will and we simply do his will. Sorry, please, the contributions are coming and the questions, please. Can you display quickly? Yeah. Are there any questions or contributions? Thank you, everybody. If you have any question, how strong are you? Please, let's examine ourselves. And you know, the rain, the storm, the flood, and the wind, they are coming to test what you stand on. Now, that sand is broken down rock. And this is what the Holy Spirit told me. Some of us have watered down the rock. With pressures of life have made us contribute. Compromise.
Yeah.
The word of God. We've broken the word of God into tiny bits and we're doing what is convenient.
Yeah.
Those two houses were built. Sir, they were built. Mm. It wasn't like as they were building the one on the sand, it collapsed. No. And I want to submit to you, sir, most likely the one on the sand was built faster than the one on the rock.
That's it.
Because I can tell you.
And even more beautiful, maybe.
Yes, I can tell you as, the principles of building engineering, because that's my background. For you to build on the rock, what we call, when you are laying a foundation, you see, there are two ways. You can scrape the ground and quickly say we are laying a foundation and build. That will be fast. But if you want to build on a solid foundation, on a rock, you have to dig first.
Yeah.
We dig and dig until we get to a solid strata of the soil where we hit the rock, or a very solid strata, and we lay our house on top of it. So it takes more time to actually dig and build on a solid foundation, and it takes less time to build on the sand. Just scrape it, put the house there. So if the two of them are building side by side, and this is a word to somebody, you are comparing your own life because it's taking more time for you to, you don't know God is helping you to take more root downwards.
Yeah.
So that you can bear fruit upwards.
Yeah.
And it's taking time to go, to be established. But then you are comparing yourself to your mates who seem to be accelerating. They are just going. You know what? They are just going. They are just building. They have houses. They have this. They have that. You went to school together. And they don't even know God. So you are comparing yourself because it seems like they have overtaken you. Listen, child of God. God is making you establish on a solid rock so that when the storms of life come,
yes, Lord,
you will be able to stand on that evil day.
Mm.
Do not compare yourself.
You.
I have stopped doing that. You know, some of us, like some of us, maybe you're on a group chat, and your classmates have they found you out, and they form a WhatsApp group and throw you there. And then when people are talking, oh yeah, I have 20 houses, I have this. And you are still probably renting and still trying to find out what God wants you to do, or you are living you are still very humble.
Mm-hmm.
But you are faithful to the word of God. You are faithful to know, to get understanding. It is the trick of the enemy. At the end of the day, we brought nothing into this world.
Yeah.
We will take nothing out. Okay, thank you, everybody. Any questions? Somebody contributed. It comes down to my heart. Is it willing to do God's will? That's a beautiful question. Because if it is, God will enable me according to Philippians 2:13. For it is God who works in you, both to will and to do of his good pleasure.
Yeah.
Thank you for that contribution. Big question. Are we really, truly interested in knowing the will of God so that we can do it? I'm telling you, sir, I keep seeing people sacrificing their lives under the altar of ambition. I will share this story because it came to me today, and I'm sharing it to help somebody. By the grace of God, over the last 2 decades, not just about the experience, but the grace, it's the grace I'm sharing. Over the last 2 decades, going towards 3 decades now, had the privilege to know that God has called me into a pastoral office where I can guide people, giving spiritual oversight. And I don't ask for it, but God shows me things about people. And God also has made me understand that don't think because I'm showing you things about people, it means you are better than them.
Yeah.
You too need to work out your own salvation with fear and trembling. But I'm showing you so that for the sake of spiritual oversight over people, you can guide them. And so when people come to us for counseling, I don't counsel them based on present circumstances or at times based on what they are telling me. It is what God is showing me about their future. So like the Bible says, a prudent man foresees evil and hides himself. So based on the things we foresee, we try to counsel people. Don't go that way. Don't take that decision. No. The circumstances are right. Opportunity once lost can never be regained. And then, of course, motivational speakers, thank God, God bless them. But, I take my time to listen to people who actually do motivational speaking. Seriously, I listen to them. Because I want to see how scriptural they sound. Someone posted one to me. I'm digressing, but I'll just quickly hit this story. Please remind me, it's about a woman I want to share. Sent me a motivational speaker. And the motivational speaker said something like, and I'm not making a mockery, that no matter how hungry a lion is, the lion will never eat grass. That sounds very, very motivational, that, you're a lion. There are some things you don't settle for. No matter how hungry a lion is, you will never see a lion eating grass. So I went to Google, sir. And I found out that lions eat grass. They are not just carnivorous. They are also herbivorous. They eat grass. You know, but a motivational speaker said that. There was another one I heard, and this one was a play of words with English, that, you know, about all right, that all right means altered right. And not. So I went to Google. That is not true. I'm not castigating anybody. I'm just saying that we should take heed what we hear. Yeah. Because the Bible warns us in these last days, we are going to start heaping speakers.
Yeah.
We want to hear what we want to hear.
Yeah.
So we are looking for people who will say
what
we want to hear. Like that king, he called all his prophets. Shall I go to battle? He wanted to go and fight. And God, he didn't know he was even a setup. And he called all, king, go and fight. No. You know, and that is why at times when we say we are confirming things from people, we should be careful.
Yeah.
We should be very careful. I don't care if 5 people told you this is what God is saying. I don't care. Look at that one person you don't want to go to because you know they will not say what you want to hear. And usually, I'm not vaunting myself. That one person is me. I'm not excited about what I'm telling you, sir. I'm not carried away with the crowd.
Yeah.
I'm not carried away with the crowd. You know, back to this woman. Came, I want to do this. You know, and I've been thinking about my career. I want to have this. I want to, you know, I'm looking at where I should be career-wise and all that. So I'm thinking of this. And while she was talking, it was like God was showing me the future. Thank God for your career. But you know, God planted you in this place to get you rooted, to get you grounded, because God sees how vulnerable you are, and in future you are going to end up in trouble. Stay where God has planted you. But then when we're talking to people, and the moment I perceive, and this is what God is making me understand, people will always do what they want to do. Say whatever you want to say. At times when people come for counseling, they want to validate what they want to do. And if they know you won't say it, like one woman came to me, you know, sorry, I'm just saying woman because it's real, you know, men also come to me. I said, no, Pastor, I know what you will say. I know what you will say. You are going to point me to the Bible. And I said, what else do you want me to point you to? No, I don't understand. He said, no, I know you will tell me, but that's not what I want to hear. That's, in other words, that's what she was telling me. Anyway, so career-wise this, and I've listened to people who are telling me about my career, and they tell me I should relocate, you know, for the sake of my career, and blah, blah. I was listening, and I asked, do you want me to tell you, thus said the Lord, or do you want me to tell you it is well? Oh, please tell me, thus said the Lord. I said, are you sure? But people have advised you about your career. You've already made up your mind. You've already sought counsel from people who will tell you what you want to hear. So what do you want me to say? You're not going to do what I'm going to say, but let me tell you, just for the sake of posterity, you shouldn't go. I left it there. Of course. Oh, don't listen to that pastor. It doesn't mean well for you. He doesn't understand this career, this our career. Doesn't understand. Don't listen. That's all these pastors. And then, you know, people start, you start listening to things like that. No problem. You know, if I called myself, it's a different thing. So offenses will come, but we've learned to handle them. Sadly, person took professional advice against spiritual advice. And I'm saying this for everybody to listen. Do you want to do the will of God? That's the aim tonight.
Yeah.
Do you really want to do the will of God? Because if you do the will of God, storms will come. They can shake you. They won't move you.
Yeah.
But if you want to do something else, I'm telling you, when the storms come in future, you will find yourself on ground zero.
Yeah.
Of course, they don't listen to spiritual advice. They always follow professional advice. No profession will save you. Only Jesus will.
Yeah.
No matter how good it sounds.
Yeah.
Went, backslided, and that was it. God is more interested in what we are becoming.
Yeah.
Than what we are doing.
Thank you, Jesus. Yeah.
What does it profit a man? Gains the whole world. You get to the top of that, your career, whatever, but you lose your soul, you lose your children, you lose your family, you lose your destiny, you short circuit your own life because you are busy pursuing ambition.
Yeah.
It's a tough message, and I think we should stop here tonight and pray. I'm just trying to read some of the contributions quickly. We have to go back and check what the Bible says. When you hear something like the disciples, go back to Jesus, the word, and ask for clarification. Thank you for that. The Holy Spirit confirms with my spirit. I had a decision to make. With somebody's contribution here. Please, if we can display that so that it's not like I'm reading something that somebody cooked, that I cooked up. It's on slide or dough. The Holy Spirit confirms with my spirit. I had a decision to make about a new job. Everyone was saying, take it. But Pastor, you said, go back and pray.
Yeah.
You were right. Please, when we pray, okay? Just pray, Lord, show me your will for my life. Help me to understand and give me the grace, the willingness to accept your will. I have been, I've made mistakes in my life somewhere. I stand from the place of my pain to try and counsel people, not about now, but about the future. Please, let's pray. Can you just lead us to pray? I don't know if you want to add anything to that.
Let's just. Just like what Pastor says, let's just ask God for his will. And Lord, that even tonight, the Lord, we are more concerned about pleasing you. We are more concerned about your will than our own doings. Because we know, Lord God Almighty, that if we please you, naturally our life will glorify you. Let's just begin to pray in the spirit for the next 2 or 1 minute. Let's just pray and just pray. Just commune with the Lord, even as we heard the word of God. Manda pratera bashka zibra dos. Libranda kabara badashka zibra dependa sadi idi. The Lord help us to accept your will. To accept your will. To accept your will. No matter how hard it is, no matter how tough it may look. But one thing we know, Lord, is that the thoughts you think towards us are thoughts of good, are thoughts of us. You bring us to an expected end. Father, even tonight, Lord, we surrender our own will, we surrender our own ambition to receive yours in the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus. Manda pratara balashi, funda looks at Santa. Lord, I will not rely on facts, but we rely on your word. In the name of Jesus, Lord, every one of us, oh God, on this meeting, oh God, we receive, oh God, that fresh insight, that fresh enlightenment, oh God, regarding your will and that willingness to accept it, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Lord, we don't want to be in that deadly place of doing works without pleasing you. In that deadly place, oh God, we don't want to be in that deadly place. Subtly cooperating with the enemy, thinking we are doing right, Lord. We don't want to find ourselves in that position. We want to find ourselves doing the will of God. at all times, in our careers, in everything that concerns us. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus.
I just received the word for someone. Have you? And God is saying, you've not asked me. You've not asked me. You have not asked me. What do you want me to do with this? And the way it came to me was when I just qualified. I went back. I quit. Got, you know, a top post as a manager. I was seeking to do the will of God, and I lost my peace on the managerial role. And I went to, I was seeking to know the will of God, and God said, go back to school. Go back. I told you earlier, go and train. Go and become a teacher. I quit as a manager, senior manager, you know, admin and finance manager. I left the job and I quit. I had to put in my resignation to go back. I said, Lord, how will I feed my family? But I've learned one thing. In the place of obedience is the place of provision. In the place of obedience is the place of provision. So I resigned, I left. And the moment I left this job, I resigned, put in my resignation letter. The organization went into administration. Oh, Lord Jesus. If I did not resign, I would have been caught in that web. But then I went back to school, to the glory of God. 1 year after, I started seeking for the next thing to do. I said, like everybody, following the crowd, get a job, look for this, look for that. I was applying. Nothing was happening. Until one day, this question I'm asking you right now that I'm receiving, God is asking somebody. Do you know you've not asked me what to do with this certificate? And I paused. That's true. I'm seeking to do this, what everybody will do, what my common sense. Listen, people, spiritual things are not naturally understood.
Yeah.
If you are a person of the Spirit, learn to walk with the Spirit. Don't follow the crowd, follow the cloud. The cloud of glory. If you want to manifest the glory of God, learn to follow the cloud of glory. The cloud is the Spirit of God. It led the children of Israel during the day.
Thank you.
Pillar of fire led them by night. This is the daytime of your life. Follow the cloud. It says, you've not asked me, Lord, what do I do with this certificate? Lord, what do I do with this? Whatever it is, I don't know what it is, but the Holy Spirit will interpret it to you. He said, you've not asked him. Yes, you have it, but you've not asked, Lord, what should I do? What's your will?
Thank you, Jesus.
I pray in the name of Jesus. Amen. Satan, I bind you. Principalities and powers, I bind you. Amen. This word will not be choked.
Amen.
The cares of this life, worries will not choke the word that has been sent tonight. Amen. Satan, you will not steal this word from the hearts of men and women who have heard it. I plead the blood of Jesus. I plead the blood of sprinkling. I pray the blood of Jesus, the covering on your heart right now to protect the word you have heard, to meditate on it until you observe, do what God is saying, until it is clear, until it is clear. In the name of Jesus, and this word, by the grace of God on your heart, will be a good seed, good ground.
Thank you, Jesus.
To allow to take root downwards so that you can bear fruit upwards. Listen, stop comparing yourself, saith the Lord. Stop comparing yourself. I am establishing you. I am causing you to take root downwards. It may take time. I've not called you to run another person's race. Mm-hmm. I have called you unto my purpose.
Yes,
the thoughts I have for you are thoughts of good, not evil. There is an expected end.
Yes, Lord.
Ask me, saith the Lord. I will show you the end from the beginning, and step by step, day by day, one day at a time, I will order your steps if you ask me.
Yes,
if you ask me.
Yes, Lord.
The Lord is saying, you've not asked me. Lord, what do I do? What would you have me do? Thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name we pray. Please, you want to just round up for Samuel, just round up the prayers, and then we'll hand over to the media team.
Thank you. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. We just thank you. We thank you for revealing this truth to us, Lord. Not just to mount it up as knowledge, Lord. We receive fresh grace tonight to do these things in the name of Jesus. Amen. Lord, we will stay in the rock. We will stay in the rock. We will stay in the rock. In the name of Jesus. Father, thank you for Pastor. Thank you for myself, Lord. Lord, the enemy will not steal these words in the name of Jesus. That even us, Lord, will be first partakers of this, oh God. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen. Amen. God bless you, Samuel. God bless your lovely wife and daughter. God bless your family.
Amen.
God bless everyone tonight. Simply, let's go and seek to know the will of God, understand the will of God, and do the will of God. God bless you all. See you next time. And we hand over to the media team for the announcements. Bye for now.